The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back on a Misery Monday brought to you by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. So many things to talk about with the Commanders losing their third straight to fall to 7-5. All right, first two, understandable. Lost to Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. But this game, really inexcusable. We all picked the Commanders. The only thing I'll say is, after the Thursday night game, we did say, sometimes in the NFL, division games can be dicey, because we saw the Steelers.
I wasn't that worried about that.
But we saw the Steelers lose to Cleveland. That was an 8-2 team, lose to a 2-8 team. And here the Commanders fall to Dallas. To me, the biggest takeaway, it's the offense. What happened to this offense? The offense sputtered. Truss Way, in the first nine games, EB had 19 punts.
Mm-hmm.
Barely more than two punts a game. In the last three, he's had 17, including six yesterday.
Yeah, the only, I don't know, I have to look at the numbers, but I know yesterday it was way too much early runs that weren't successful, and then we were in third and longers, and it made it a little bit more difficult. There was very little margin for error. And I feel like it's too much like short stuff or some deep ball, you know, miracle. There's not enough intermediate stuff.
There's a lot of drops too.
There's some drops that are handling.
Also, after Terry McLaurin, there's not a lot on this offense. Yeah. We've talked about that throughout the year.
Well, they're using Noah Brown well.
Yeah, but he drops balls too. He's not very effective. Zach Ertz, I mean, God bless him. He's one of the better targets, but he can't run anymore. I mean,
why are they only targeting Luke McCaffrey like 10 times?
Please never throw the balls to John Bates ever again. Like, what are we doing here? Why?
That guy, he's got to hold on to the ball.
All he should be doing is blocking. He should never be catching balls.
No, he should just hold on to the ball.
He should
just hold on to the ball.
Just never have balls thrown to him.
Yeah. Great play by them.
Yeah, I mean,
great play.
I think that they caught him by surprise a little bit with John Bates, because he's mostly a blocker.
Jaden needs more talent around him.
No
that
question.
That is glaringly obvious.
They're throwing the kitchen sink at him. They're pressuring like crazy, and we're not, as a team, Jaden included, as a team, not handling the pressure well.
I don't know how true this is, but somebody tweeted us, and you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. By the way, hundreds of people blaming Cakes. Hundreds, if not thousands.
It might be in the thousands.
No, I think
because Cakes said it was physically impossible.
30 seconds into the game, I saw the trend, and I go, I blame Cakes.
Physically impossible. Cakes, whenever he does the physically impossible deal, it does seem to go the other way. Although, you hit it on the Giants a couple weeks ago. So, just hundreds, if not thousands, of people on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, on X, blaming Cakes.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of that going around.
But, you know, I saw so many different theories, but one, and it's what we've discussed, is just that there was a blueprint after the Steelers game. And my thought after the Steelers game was, well, most teams don't have the personnel that the Steelers have. But there does seem to be something happening, because when you have your punter punt it six times, and he had 4-3 and outs. That wasn't happening earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. And here's the unfortunate thing, especially in the first half. I just went back and looked at it. In the first half, this is where they started with the ball, EB. Mm-hmm. Their field position was excellent.
No, they had incredible field
position. They finished with 3 points in the half. They started on the Dallas 40. That's excellent field position. Now, they did get a field goal there. They started on their own 32, missed a field goal. Started on the Dallas 47, had to punt. Started on the 42, had to punt. Started on the Dallas 39,
how many
interception.
I don't know this.
Think about that.
No, I already knew it. How many? They tried to give us the game, and we never capitalized on it, ever. How many? I don't know this, but it sure felt like a decent amount of three and outs. If not three
and outs.
If not three and outs, four and outs.
They had three. Like,
we
I think
barely
they,
got any drives
right,
going.
I think they had three straight three and outs in the second half.
Well, look at the time
so you
of
were
possession.
Pointing to the first half, and I'll point to the first half, but it wasn't that much better in the second half until the last 4 minutes.
Throughout the game,
of course.
Here are some of the third downs.
I agree.
Here are some of the third downs they were facing. Third and 12, third and 7, third and 7, third and 9, third and 9. Third and seven, third and seven.
Yeah,
now, there
those,
were some where they had third and short, like on the touchdown drive where Jaden rushed the ball in. They had a third and one and two third and threes.
They like, were getting stuffed on first and second down. That's what you're pointing to. And it just made it, there was very little margin for error. I don't know that it was. If it wasn't run, run, pass, it was run, screen, pass. You know what I mean? It was never like consistent downfield stuff. Could never get into a rhythm. It was always third and long. We were dreadful. Dreadful on offense.
Also, in the last game, didn't Eckler have like eight catches? He had eight catches. Like, I'd rather he have five or six catches instead of just trying to slam Eckler into the meat of the defensive line.
Yeah.
That's not his strong suit. His strong suit is catching balls and breaking dudes down in the flat. And his other strong suit is he's a really good goal line runner. Why don't you play to your player's strengths, please?
But the weakness of the Dallas Cowboys team, and we had been talking about it, was they can't stop the run. You can run right up the middle.
They tried to force it.
Right. So they tried to do it, and for some reason they can't. So maybe we should be talking about the offensive line failing a little bit, too.
I think the offensive line is regressing to the mean. They played way over their shoulders or whatever the cliche. What's a cliche? Over their heads.
Played over their heads.
Over their heads.
And over their shoulders, too, I
guess. Yeah, that counts. They played way over their heads for 7 or 8 weeks, and I don't know if it'd be a bit. I mean, again, Trent Scott's in there. He's like our fourth lineman.
Well, they're going to have their hands full with the Titans because the Titans' offense is up and down. Their defense is legit. Their defense will throttle a banged-up offensive line. Mm-hmm. They'll throttle a really good offensive line. So I'm worried about that matchup already for next
week. All right, before we get to that, and before we take the calls, and we'll go right to your calls at 800-636-1067, if you had to just pick one thing, Cakes, because there's 10 things we can point to. But if you had to pick one thing, the reason why they've lost three straight, what is that one thing?
Offense is stalling. The offense has just stalled. An offense that was mowing people down early, scoring 30-plus points, is not the same offense as it was in the first 7 or 8 weeks of the season.
Yeah, but why?
I can't point to one reason why. Maybe you point to the easiest thing. KK. Maybe it's something with Cliff. Maybe he just has, he gets figured out halfway through seasons and he can't adjust.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just bad at adjusting.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Know.
It's the offense. The why, there's so many things to it, EB, because I do think Jaden's not playing like he did earlier this season. He's not getting help, though, because Noah Brown's an example. He had two or three. Now, they were contested, but I would say they were drops. He's not getting great help. I do think the offensive line play has dropped off some. The biggest thing, though, in these three games offensively is they can't run the football like they did earlier in the season.
The run sets up
so
everything
So I know
for
that
them.
They ended up with 145 yards, but as I pointed out, the non-Jaden runs was 18 for 71 against the Cowboys defense. If you watch them against the Texans, Joe Mixon, he was doing whatever he wanted to on the ground against them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm embarrassed to admit this, but we share the same brain. I was texting people yesterday. Why are they forcing the run? Only guy that's successful with it is Jaden. Why are they forcing it? It was infuriating as I was watching it unfold.
So to me, that's the biggest reason why the offense is sputtering. But the larger thing is, yes, the offense, which was playing at a historic pace. EB brought up a few weeks ago this red zone percentage and drive percentage. It's all gone.
Well, Trussway
was barely punting the ball, and now all of a sudden he's on the field punting six times a game.
Probably the biggest answer is regression to the mean. They play a little over their heads. Teams just, you know, putting more pressure, have more film, and we're just not doing a good job adjusting. And we're being exposed for not having more weapons, unfortunately, that are getting open quick enough. Our offensive line is being exposed, you know, and our running game is average.
Yes. Yes. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Your reaction to the Commanders falling to the Dallas Cowboys at home 34-26.
All right, let's go to, by the way, I'm very tilted. I have this icon right here, Cakes, on my computer. It's very difficult to explain this. Mm-hmm. But this Google Chrome little icon thing, I can't make that disappear. Look what's happening. It's just.
I don't know what to tell you.
I can't even concentrate. It won't go away. All right, let's go to Scott. Scott, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. I hope it's Scott. Is it? Oh, it says Junior. Okay. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening?
Good morning.
Hey, man. Hey, I want to point out two things, at least in my opinion. The first thing would be what you guys were talking about a second ago, or JP, no run game. Would B-Rob out, you know, that using Eckler to run up the middle and be a workhorse sledgehammer, that's just not his forte, not what he was brought here for.
Totally agree.
Bad decision-making as far as personnel, because they cut Chris Rodriguez again for Jeremy McNichols and Austin Eckler. That's not a good thing.
Well, second Rodriguez all, will be back next week.
Yeah,
I'm
I think
sure.
they'll be giving him a call.
Yeah.
Yes. Second thing is, and last point, there, at one point during the game, this is against CK, Cliff Kingsbury, they had made a point that even though how bad the Cowboys are, CeeDee Lamb had 10 targets. We do not find a way to get McLaurin the ball, even though, and he's our alleged number one receiver. Well, not even alleged, he is. Mm-hmm. We don't find a way to get him the ball until it's emergency situations. But by then, even EB could cover him or know that the ball is going to him because, you know, he's the only option. Even the Hail Mary play, for the most part, it was a forced pass. You know, good play design, but everybody know the ball had to go to him.
Well, maybe they should move him around, too. This whole committed to being on the left side. By the way, he catches the miraculous touchdown pass on the right side. It's too predictable.
Maybe it is.
CeeDee Lamb is in the slot. He's inside, outside.
He's in the backfield.
Well, also, did you see what they do with Micah? Micah's all over the field. Yeah. I mean, it's annoying.
Thank you.
I think he brings up a good point. CD Lamb is in the slot. He's on the left. He's in the right. He's in the backfield. And Terry, because Cliff Kingsbury has his air raid offense, you prepare for him. He's on the left every play.
I would like some motion. I would like move your best player around. Make it unpredictable. Move him into the backfield every once in a while. Do something crazy.
The good news is, I don't know if this is good news. Maybe it's bad news. We'll be stuck with Cliff again next year. Who's going to hire him?
He's not going anywhere.
Who's going to hire him?
It's not looking good for him.
Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
I'm going to try to keep my composure so I don't wake up my fiance, but I got a couple points to hit on. First off, JP is absolutely right. You got to go for two in that moment. There's no weaker moment in that game for the Cowboys than after just taking the kill shot. You got a sketchy kicker. You put the ball in the hands of your best player, let him go win the game, and if he doesn't, you just stand on it. That's it. That's all you got to do. Because at that moment...
It never occurred to me. They're the Cowboys. They're terrible. We should just give them the beatdown.
You didn't have to have a sketchy kicker. You could have rolled out Gonzalez again.
We were terrible.
No, we were worse. But I thought the world aligned itself correctly after we got the fluky touchdown. And I'm like, all right, now we're just going to beat him in overtime and we can all just calm down.
At that moment, the fact that we even had a chance to win the game after all of that,
I know, it's a joke.
You have to take that shot right there. Here's my second point. Kingsbury, okay? The scheming is exposed, all right? We know that Terry is talented, but he's not a true 1A wide receiver. He needs help getting open. You have to scheme him into getting open with pre-snap reads, pre-snap motion. Okay, I'd like to see the quarterback under center. Remember, we had these same questions about the play calling early on in the season. They made some adjustments, things got better, and then it's like, oh, well, now I can go back to the same stuff that I was doing before because we've got this now. No. And that's what you're looking at. They're running the ball from shotgun every single time. There's no play action under center. And then my third point, okay, the whole rookie of the year conversation, the reason why Bo Nix is going to win it, because of his head coach and offensive scheming. I watch a lot of those games on Red Zone. If you watch them, guys are getting wide open. And it's not because of talent. It's because of scheming. So until our offensive scheme gives Jaden the best opportunity to be successful out there, I don't see how he can put up the numbers to win it. I'm not saying
who cares about that award. I've said all along that award's dumb. Who cares?
Okay, it's dumb.
But it has to do with the way that the offense and the quarterback are playing.
Yes.
Yeah, but the offense is playing terrible.
You may not care about the award, but
I don't care about the award. It means nothing to me.
I totally agree that Terry needs to be targeted more. He has 74 targets in 12 games. By comparison, Nico Collins from the Texans has played in 7 games. He has 61 targets.
But maybe it's as simple. I don't know. I know nothing, so I'll admit that. I know nothing. But if you're lining them up in the same spot every time, and obviously the whole world knows that, mm-hmm. you can, before you even snap it, you can almost take him out of the play. You could shade help over there, and then now it forces Cliff or Jaden to look other ways.
Right.
Move the guy around. I love the idea, and people have talked about it for weeks. Move him around. Give him some help. Make yourself a little less predictable. By the way, I was first on the double secret probation for Cliff. He was on secret probation at the beginning of the year, Cakes, and I put him back on probation last week. Cliff, overrated.
The rationale that
I wish Jason was here.
The rationale they gave was that a lot of times they're an up-tempo. They don't huddle, but clearly you want to get Terry the ball more.
We were never in no huddle when it mattered yesterday.
Is Jason a huge Cliff guy? I don't remember.
He's a huge Cliff guy. Okay. Oh, he's like, Cliff guy. Oh, yeah.
He hasn't been here so long.
He was a huge Cliff guy.
He's a Cliff guy.
Yeah, you know where he was yesterday?
Jason used to be on the show.
You know where Jason was yesterday?
I heard he was at the game.
All reports are he was at the field where he swore he never was going to go. He probably owes us money, which we know we won't get.
He'll never pay it. Even if he was, he'll just renege on the bet.
But did somebody give him a chariot to go to the game or something?
I'm sure.
Float on a magic carpet there.
I think he flew in with Ruben and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I'm just mad because Farley saw him there, but Farley didn't snap a picture.
Yeah.
Right.
We have other witnesses who say he was there. It wasn't just one person.
Not like others corroborating it.
Yeah, yes. He was there. I mean, I don't need a picture. I believe it. First of all, I don't even care. I don't care what he does. Yeah.
No, it's just that he has sworn for years he would never go to that field again. And I think he's promised us money if he ever did.
Yeah.
Well, we know we're not getting that. Yeah,
Listen, let's make it about me for a second. I want it to be known I was the first to call out Cliff as a fraud. I did it at the very beginning of the season, and I brought it back last week. Fraud.
So you're admitting that you have been up and down.
You know what? I had to back off when we were doing good.
Some of the DBs.
I was the first to call it.
I thought you were worried you were going to lose them a few weeks ago. Well,
times change.
The Bears are going
to readjust your pride. Listen, sometimes,
I'm desperate for teams to take him. Get him out of here.
Some of the fantasy dorks I listen to on podcasts, they used to call him, and I think it's Fitz now, fake sharp. He's a fake sharp. People think that he's good at what he does.
No.
He's faking everybody
out. You can't be that handsome, bang that many sillies, and also be a brilliant offensive coordinator. It's not possible.
You need a slob. You need a slob.
I need a big fat pig.
With glasses that all he does is stay at home and design plays.
Yeah. He's too busy.
You can't have a playboy out there.
He's too busy chasing tail.
You could have had that guy. His name was Ben Johnson. He could have been your head coach.
I didn't like him.
I'm just going to put that out there.
I know they're doing great.
Swept up in Dan Quinn mania. Everybody loves
DQ. We don't have those weapons.
Oh, now you admit it. What happened? Yeah. See, this one was about EB's backpacking machine. Yeah. He backpats himself.
All the weapons?
And then the weeks that it doesn't happen.
The running backs.
Yeah, Noah Brown. Weapon.
You don't have Jameer Gibbs and David Montgomery.
We don't have those running backs. We also don't have Amon Rob.
How many times? How many times did you do this? I told you we have weapons. Oz.
Oz Zacchaeus.
Well, they're good enough. I thought our weapons were good enough.
Admit they're not. You know they're not. Come on.
I'll be honest with you.
You don't have to admit it. I know. I look at your face and I know that you know.
Listen, I think it's more offensive line than it is the receivers.
Too.
But we could stand better receivers.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll definitely acknowledge that. But we could also
and better tight
we
ends.
Could also, yeah, probably. I don't know why I would play Sinnott. I don't know why they'll play him.
Ben Sinnott. If John Bates is on the field, Ben Sinnott must be terrible.
Well, John Bates is there again predictable?
Again,
he's their blocker.
I'm gonna target him because he just coughed up the ball in the middle of the field. When he had one opportunity.
Does any, honestly, please tell me because I don't know. Because to be honest with you, at 4 o'clock, I turned the TV off. I don't even care about the other games. Although I did see Lauby had a 59-yard kick return. Did you see that? No touches though, but a 59-yard kick return.
Parlay dead.
Does anybody else line up their star receiver the exact same, like an X, like at start here, like put tape on the field? Like does every other team do that?
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does any other team put their best offensive weapon at the same spot every single time besides a quarterback or running back?
Not sure. I know that this one lines up on the left, and he doesn't touch the ball enough.
It doesn't matter if it's left, right. But it's the same spot.
800-636-1067. All the lines are full. We'll bang out your calls next. Reaction to the Commanders losing their third in a row.